U.S. Senator John McCain posing alongside insurgents in Syria. During his recent illegal trip to Syria from Turkey's Bab el-Salami border crossing, Senator McCain met with militants that he described as, quote, brave fighters who need our help. However, two of the insurgents McCain shared his photo op with were identified by freed Lebanese hostages to be members of the notorious Northern Storm Brigade, a group implicated over the abduction of 9 Lebanese Shia pilgrims more than a year ago.
This man is called Abu Yusuf, and this is his brother. He was riding in the black car which stood in our way when we crossed into Aleppo from Turkey and hijacked our bus. This one is called Muhammad Noor. He is the chief spokesman for the Northern Storm Brigade. When they stopped our bus, he told us that they want to protect us from shelling at first and took us into a nearby orchard where we were held hostage. We asked him why we're being held. He replied, "You are Shiites, you are very dear to the government."
We have previously protested in front of the embassies of Turkey and some Persian Gulf countries because we held them responsible for the continued abduction of our family members. Today, the U.S. has come out as an accomplice as well.
According to McCain's spokesman, Brian Rogers, the senator was unaware with whom he was posing. Nonetheless, the families of the abducted pilgrims and human rights proponents say it's very unlikely that the high-ranking American official was unaware, as he claimed.
McCain's arrival came before the visit of Lebanese Interior Minister and head of Lebanon's General Security to Turkey, who was there to urge the release of the Lebanese pilgrims.
Senator McCain has often criticized U.S. President Barack Obama for failing to provide military aid for Takfiri extremists fighting the Syrian government. During his recent illegal entry into Syria, the senior U.S. lawmaker met with top commanders of the foreign-backed militants. According to the Los Angeles Times, the insurgents called on the U.S. senator to provide them with heavy weapons, set up a no-fly zone in Syria, and conduct airstrikes against the Lebanese resistance movement, Hezbollah. Observers have interpreted the U.S. official's visit as another example of double standards practiced by the United States, doubting its intentions of working out a political solution in Syria. Senator McCain, who is known to be an outspoken supporter for armed terrorist groups operating in Syria, has justified his meeting with the kidnappers of the 9 Lebanese pilgrims by claiming he was unaware of the identity of those he was visiting. The families of the Lebanese pilgrims, however, have slammed these claims, labeling them as absurd and stressing that the American lawmaker's link to the kidnappers is a scandal by all means. Altaf Ahmed, Press TV, Beirut.